forecast in the Umpqua Valley, partly sunny, about 90 this afternoon, going to be clear, 57 tonight, Wednesday sunny, near 90, breezy, and on Thursday sunshine, 81 expected in the Umpqua Valley. We're already at 82 in Roseburg. KQEN News Time, 1239.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here. And in the summertime, we like to talk to some of the big artists that come into the various venues around the area. Colin James joining us from Vancouver, Canada this afternoon. He will be out at Riverbend Live as they begin their 30th anniversary season on Friday night. Colin, thanks for being on with us today.
You bet. Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you get into music as a career?
Well, I started pretty young. I started playing in, bluegrass and folk bands when I was like 10 and 11 years old. And then by 16, I'd kind of quit school and kind of left home and first went out east all the way to Montreal and Winnipeg, and eventually settled around 84 in Vancouver, and I've spent the rest of my life here in Vancouver now. And but that's kind of it. I started, I opened up for George Thorogood when I was 16, and I opened up for John Lee Hooker when I was 16, and that kind of set my course in a way. And then years later, Stevie Ray Vaughan came to town, and I opened up those shows, and I ended up playing quite a few shows with Stevie and going on the road for a while with Stevie. So that's it in a nutshell.
What about, all the different genres? You've really focused on blues and rock.
Yeah, I've done little big band records, so all three of those records are more like, 1950s, late 40s, jump and swing, jump blues, which I loved. But my first two records were pretty much blues rock, and that my first one was in, I guess, 89, second one was in 90 or 88 and 90. And then in 95, I put out Bad Habits, but I've had 21 records out now, which just seems ridiculous to me, but that's time for you. But, I still love making records, and, we just finished 7 weeks on the road. Actually, we went down all the way from Salt Lake City to Boston recently on a 4-week tour, and then we were back in Canada for a few. So, summer's so great. The weather's been great, and, the summer will be outdoor festivals and that kind of thing. So it's always fun.
Now, was ever a time in all of this where maybe it was a little rougher and you wondered if maybe a day job or some kind of career would be a better option?
Oh, yeah. I played on the street in front of liquor board stores in Toronto, Montreal. I used to play the subway. And you had to get there in the morning at 6:30 in the morning and leave a list of the places that you would play, because you were only allowed an hour. And so you had to kind of get your route. And then, of course, then you get paid in coins. And, of course, I was a Westerner, so I couldn't speak French very well. And I'd always raise the ire of the locals with my change at the grocery store. But, no, there was lots of times when I got broke. And, at one point I did some acting for about a year. I got my union card in an act, in a couple of musicals, which wasn't really my thing. But I got paid, which was something new. And then when I moved to Vancouver, I played with Billy Cowsill, who was one of the members of the Cowsills from years ago. He's the one who sang Hair. Down to there, Hair. And I did about 2 years with him, and I did some time with a harmonica player named David Bergen from the from Oakland or from the Bay Area. And so that's it. And then eventually I put my own band together, and I actually have a book coming out in the fall on Penguin Random House, where I've kind of written a memoir of kind of how it went, especially when you quit school young, a lot of people tell you, you know, you're going to have a rough time, and you know, you can have a career. You really can.
So, I mean, you've shared the artists or the stage with a lot of artists. How do you balance being in music, but are there other aspects to your life? Do you have hobbies, other things you like to do?
Well, I bike. Like I'm a road biker, so I do that every single day. You know, I'm a new grandfather. My daughter had a baby a couple weeks ago, so that's new for me. My son's getting married in August, so that's exciting. And I'm off to Europe in the fall. We're playing a riverboat cruise in Portugal down the Porto from Porto down the Douro River. And I'm starting to play Europe again. So I'm having a good time playing in Germany and Denmark, and we're heading over there in the fall.
Wow. Sounds pretty cool. Now, as far as your road biking, since I used to do that back in the day, what's the farthest you've ever ridden in one day?
You know, 80K for me, I mean, I get crushed now, but I can't do that. Like, I'm good for like 48K, you know, on a long run. And I live right across from Stanley Park, which is our beautiful park here in Vancouver. So I can be around Stanley Park in about an hour and 10. So that's perfect. If you just want to do a quick blitz out over the bridge, is a bit of a hump. So you got to kind of power up over the bridge, and then coming back out of the park's tough, but it's like a nice little hour long hit.
Now, you've gotten a lot of blues awards, 8 Juno Awards, 31 Maple Blues Awards, multi-platinum record sales. A lot of folks have a tough time having a career that has lasted as long as yours. How have you made it all work?
You know, I've been married for 35 years. My wife is extremely supportive, and you know, with all that, and we've just kind of rolled with the different changes of. You know, music is so, I don't want to say, it just goes through stages, you know, and sometimes you're hot and sometimes you're not. And, you know, you got to roll with those punches and make it work. And I think that's it. And I still love playing, man. I love my different bands. I have a trio that I take out that I love because it's more singer-songwriter, more song focused, but I love rocking out with my 4 and 5 piece as well. And they all bring something to the table. And I think when you've done it as long, you know, I mean, I've been doing it a fairly long time now. I'm 61, and you kind of live for it. You just can't get it out of your system. It's something that you're just so used to. And I, you know, after a month at home, I'm about going crazy. You got to play, you know, and that's just it. Bonnie Raitt came through town last week, and it was so great to see Bonnie. And she got me up for a couple songs, so that was wonderful. She's an old friend. We've been friends for 30 years now. If I could just convince her to sing on another record, because she sang on my second record, but that was 1990.
Well, and I wanted to back up a moment. There are not a lot of musicians I've talked to. We're about the same age. Who have been married for 35 years to one person. Yeah, that's in the music biz, that's tough.
It certainly can be, but I got to tell you, I have quite a few friends that are in similar situations who are singers or players in bands. And Craig Northey from the band Odds, he's one of them. I know a fair amount that have had successful runs. Sometimes I wonder if, you know, because you're away from home fairly often, maybe it's your absence that makes the hearts grow fonder. But it's cool. You know, you spend 3 or 4 weeks apart and then you're back together, and you really appreciate that.
Wow. So I was looking through some of your bio information, and I found this one kind of fascinating, especially for folks in the U.S. A couple of years ago, you got appointed to the Order of British Columbia. Talk about that.
That was a trip, man. I was actually, speaking of bikes again, I was just getting on my bike and my phone went off and it said the governor of BC is honoring you with the OBC, Order of British Columbia. And I don't know how it happened. I guess someone has to submit your name, and it goes through a long, drawn-out process that could take years and years and years. and you may never get selected. Anyway, I got selected, so I got to go to this thing, and my mom, who is now passed on, got to go to the ceremony, which was super cool because she was still pretty lucid at the time and was really present for it. And I was proud. You know, I'm not born here, but I've lived a lot of years here, and I was really surprised. It was really, really awesome.
That sounds like a really cool honor. As well, I noticed that you did a opening spot on a tour with Keith Richards. Tell us about that.
Well, I was on Virgin Records, so when I got signed to Virgin, it was 89, and that was the only other artist at the time was Iggy Pop, and Keith Richards were on the label at that time. It was a brand-new fledgling label out of Los Angeles. So Ivan Neville, who played on the Take It So Hard record with Keith, was also an artist, you know, Aaron Neville's son, and he was also an artist on the label. So both of our bands would open up for Keith on that Take It So Hard tour, which was unbelievable. I mean, we were the opening act at the Palladium. There's a live record from the Palladium, which I'll never forget that night. And we were the openers at that show. And then I opened up for the Stones three times later on because the Little Big Band had come out. And my producer, Chris Kimsey, was also the producer of Tattoo You. Anyway, it was amazing. I opened up three Stone shows with a Jump Blues, the Room Full of Blues, as my band, really, basically.
Now, in 2016, your Blues Highways release finally got you on the blues chart. Talk about that.
Well, you know, when you start out, especially with major labels, especially the way major labels were at the time, you know, you had to produce hits, you know, and there was a lot of pressure. So it was sometimes hard to play the blues or play the music sometimes that you really wanted to. So, you know, starting with a Little Big Band, that was a full on kind of blues project. And then National Steel was more of an acoustic blues project. So. Sorry, what was the question again?
Well, just, I mean, you've gone through a lot of your career in music already, and then you finally got on the blues chart, you know, just 10,
okay. Yeah,
just
right.
10 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was a surprise to me. I decided to do a record of all my favorite, kind of seminal music when I was 10, you know, like I would listen to Fleetwood Mac in Chicago, and, our family would play that record all the time, and it kind of became this Bible of blues licks for me growing up. So I thought Blue Highways, you know, I just did some of my favorite songs, not just, you know, we did Charles Brown, and we did, so it was all blues. It was all covers. I don't think I did one original on it. I don't think so. And that was it. We did an honest record, and we did it on the, you know, kind of just as live as it could be. And then it spent 20 weeks on the blues chart, like on the number one. And, you know, I was really surprised, and it kind of led to some nice stuff, opening up to Beth Hart in England and you know, getting more noticed down south of the border from Canada, which was nice. And I got nominated for, the Blues Foundation Award about 3 years ago for the Blues Rock record. And that was the first time I'd be nominated for a BMA in my life. So that was cool. So there's still lots of stuff to do, man. There's so many places to play in it, you know, and the U.S. is so big, man. It's so hard to get back to places sometimes.
So talk about the musicians that are going to be playing with you Friday night at Riverbend Live.
Well, I got Kenny Neal Jr. Playing with me, and Kenny Neal is the son of Kenny Neal Sr., obviously, and Kenny Neal Sr. was just put into the Blues Hall of Fame last year. He's a Louisiana blues musician who unfortunately has suffered a heart attack in the last couple weeks. So Kenny, his son, is a great bass player and a great drummer. I think he's playing bass with me on this one because my drummer, Jeff Hicks, will be playing with me. And then my guitar player, Chris Cadell, who also plays in a band called Big Wreck, out of Toronto. He's going to be with me, and that's it.
Wow. And what kind of show, what kind of vibe do you have when you're doing a show like these outdoor concerts?
Well, you just try to, you know, get stuff that's going to make people move and make people happy, I guess. You know, it's kind of a cross-section of songs I've done that, you know, are the more popular ones over the years. And that's it, man. Just go out and have some fun and enjoy the – I think it's – I forget what time we're on. Do you know what time I'm on?
7 o'clock.
Nice. Perfect.
So wanted to ask you real quick about the song Leave This House. So we're going to play it to wrap up here. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, I didn't cut it for years after I wrote it. I wrote it and a country artist cut it. And actually Billy Ray Cyrus is on the video for the song. I didn't do it for like 8 years. And then I just decided to finally, I wrote it with a friend of mine from a band called Blackie and the Rodeo Kings from Hamilton. And I've written like 40 songs with Tom Wilson. He's a great writer. So even if the form of the song is a traditional kind of, you know, rockabilly rocker form, the words, I hope are a little more interesting. Tom's a great writer, and I love working with him.
All right, Colin James playing Friday night, Riverbend Park in Winston. Colin, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
Just like Cain and Abel, let the devil come around. I'm the king of the garden with the state for crown. When the Lord points his finger, that's when I'm going down. Well, I ain't no angel, but I like to pretend I'm the king of the road. I'm playing the wind, gonna roll down the highway till I get to the end. But when I leave this house, I ain't coming back. House, I ain't coming back. Tie my sins to a railway track. Leave my initials in chicken scratch. The God of loving has broken my back. When I leave this house, I ain't coming back.
Colin James playing Friday night, Riverbend Live in Winston. The concert starts at 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park. Thanks to him for being on today. Again, that show Friday night in Winston.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.